Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Moloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here is your host, Sean Moloney.
Welcome to episode 271. Do you need to go to college to be a real estate agent in Massachusetts? I'm your host, Sean Patrick Moloney. Thanks for joining me this week. Guys, in the modern day world, everyone always wants to push everyone to college, right? Absolutely every single career, no matter what, all the kids, they go through high school and they're like, ah, you gotta go to college. And while I believe college is important and education is important, I can tell you personally speaking, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of a lot of the different institutions now. But let's go over the practicality and whether or not you need to get licensed in order to become a real estate agent in the state of Massachusetts. First off, let's clear that part up. In Massachusetts, in order to become a real estate agent, you have to take a 40-hour course. The 40-hour course must be state-approved, available online or in person, and after that, you have to take a state and national test, both done at the same time. You have to pass both of them in order to get your license. Once you're licensed, you can work. So the answer is no, you do not need college in order to become a real estate agent. But that said, having a college education is where a lot of people are. And now they're trying to figure out what do they do for work, right? Lots of us went to college and, like myself, you know, had a degree. I'm a criminal justice major, guys. So criminal justice major, I get out and I'm like, okay, do I want to be a cop? No. Security guard? No. Do I want to be over at the prison? No. I just didn't like any of it, even though originally I did think I wanted to be a police officer. I just did not want to do that anymore. So then I also went to American Motorcycle Institute, Daytona Beach, Florida, and I learned to fix bikes. I'm a Honda certified mechanic. I also went to agricultural high school, right? So I have a mixed background of educations, really didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I found real estate and I realized, okay, with my agricultural background, I understand plants, trees, the whole area around a house. I've done a lot of different work, concrete, woodworking, different things like that. Okay, now my motorcycle education, I understood mechanics and I can look at a house and see some general mechanics as heating systems, as cooling systems, electrical, plumbing, all different things like that. And then my criminal justice degree, right? I learned to do all sorts of people management skills. I had some sociology and psychology degrees, understanding why people make decisions. Overall, I use all those skills in life. So when it comes to education, education's important. Here's where I draw the line, guys. You don't need it to become a real estate agent. But for those of you who just think, I am not going to go to college, therefore I don't need to learn, that's just plain stupid. And I'm just calling you out. Because honestly, the most important thing that I've learned is the more I learn, the more I earn, period. The more I understand everything, the better I do. For those of you out there that are thinking I can just hang on and get by, that's what I did when I was younger. But I realized the sooner I started engaging myself, whether it be through things like you're doing right now, listening to a podcast, or things like you probably do attending different events, or, you know, downloading online PDFs or taking webinars, these are all ways you're educating yourself. Be proud of yourself for that. Education is everything. Well, it doesn't need to be a formal college education, and we don't got to get into the politics and expenses, but the truth is, as a real estate agent, once you get into real estate, the best thing you can do, first off, go take that 40-hour course. Get it done. Get the license, because oftentimes, guys, it takes way longer than you think it's going to take to get that license. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 months just for them to give you a testing credit. So then if you don't pass, you could be talking from start to finish a half a year. What are you waiting for? There's no pressure. There's no huge financial commitment towards getting the real estate license. You don't have to work for a broker right away and get working. You don't have to do any of that, but you do have to get that license. And most people I meet, guys, the biggest regret I hear isn't the college, isn't any of it. It's why didn't I start the license process sooner? Because now I'm ready to work and my license isn't ready. So once we become licensed, then it's important to think, I need to further educate myself forever. Now, if you were thinking of, should I go to college before I become a real estate agent, why not do both at once? I'm challenging you. Guys, I'm telling you, get comfortable being uncomfortable. For those of you who have learned the 40-hour work week and to really just be pathetic and be like, oh my God, I'm so tired, grow up. get out there and work hard, honestly, period. Get out there, take that license course, do it while you're in college, go study under someone, be willing to work for free next to some of the best real estate agents as an intern. Learn your entire time. That way, when you get out of college, you're ready to work. Not saying you can't do one or the other, but why put the real estate license on hold? Get the real estate license and get the education. Get the real estate license and do the continued ed on your own. Get the real estate license and begin practicing, because you will not see real life examples till you practice. Guys, at the end of the day, you'll never regret an education as long as you put in the intent to learn. If you go in there just because you go through the things that people ask you to do and that life expects on you, you're not going to get anything out of college. So just quit while you're ahead, take that money, invest in real estate or something that's sensible, and enjoy your life. Otherwise, educate yourself on subjects you like and learn to add value, because then when you have clients in the future, you'll be able to add value to their real estate transaction, separating yourself from the rest of the pack who are not the value add ones and will no longer exist as real estate gets more and more challenging to be around each other. And if you're an existing agent listening and you're like, you know, I never got my college education. If you didn't know, in Massachusetts right now, if you're over the age of 26, you don't have an associate's degree, you're legally here, you can take college for free through a state tuition, and it's a great opportunity, guys. So if you haven't done that yet, check that out. Hope that helps you all. I really appreciate you all listening to the podcast, and I look forward to talking to you next week.